Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And Greg Morton's Twitter handle is what, Greg?
Greg Morton comic. Hang on, let me turn this up because I can't hear a dang thing. Well, there we go.
Yeah, you're talking. We can hear you.
Nice and sweet. I can't hear myself. That's
my
problem.
Can you hear it now? Can you hear it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
We always retweet your name on there when we play who's taller, who's older, who's dumber. Well, you're who's dumber, usually.
We always win.
Now, how does this go again?
Okay, well, we'll get into that in a second.
All right.
But there was we had a tweet earlier that said that... Or an email. I forget. It might have been an email that said one of the funniest things you ever heard in this show, and that's a long time with this show. We were talking about this off the air. We met you in '96. Was us describing to you how to play Who's Older? Because you legitimately didn't know how to play Who's Older 2 years ago on the show, probably 2-3 years ago now.
I was so confused.
Yeah.
A couple of years.
And it was just great because the definition of Who's Older is the title, Who's Older.
Mm. Yeah.
And I, you know, you're not a big part. You know, you weren't hungover, you weren't high, you weren't anything. You're just sitting there looking at us like, what is going on?
I just think you guys laugh. You like laughing at Canadians. That's what you like.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. We hate Canadians. But welcome back. Funnybone.omaha.com tonight, Kyle, right?
Yes, absolutely. Through Sunday.
Through Sunday. Two shows like Friday and Saturday. A great holiday party. If you want to take out and have a good time for Christmas, go see Greg Morton. You will not
be
disappointed.
At birthday parties, did they have to explain pin the tail on the donkey to you?
Of course they did.
Well, that's a little tougher than who's older.
Well, it's kind of right there. It's the same as who's older. Yeah, yeah. All the instructions are included in the title.
Yeah, but they spin you around.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but yeah, it's still very confusing.
But again, the object is pin the tail on the donkey.
Yeah, I don't think there should be any instructions. You should just be able to wing it. Just kind of an improv.
Okay, all right.
With most games.
Well, you can't have rules.
I don't like
You can't have anarchy when it comes to games.
Oh, yes, you can.
No!
Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Look at this country.
That is the complete antithesis of a game.
Yeah, you know what? We were talking about maybe coming up and live with you a couple years ago.
But we've learned it's very difficult.
How do you think it is from my perspective?
Emigrate.
I'm looking, it looks like my neighbor is cutting his lawn with his pants off.
We are. And I know we all agree on this subject, so we'll just brush around it because... We were proven right, obviously, which is really makes it even worse. Actually, makes it better. Gives you a little vendetta thing happening. But you're right. You are up there in Canada looking down on us for the past couple of years thinking, what the hell? Mm-hmm. We used to think you guys were the beacon, right?
Well, did you see us at the signing of the free trade agreement?
Right, right.
There's shock on our faces. Like, what the hell just went down here? Mexico got a bigger deal than we did? What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, that's because your leader's too handsome, too young, too smart.
Oh, yeah. We got a teenager
you got a
stud. As the prime minister. The best thing he ever did was legalize the pot, and then that's it. That's the only thing he's done.
Okay, let's pick on your leader now, since you live there in Canada.
Yeah, no, please.
I want to find out
free.
What they say about him there, because obviously it sounds like there's some negative stuff about him, right?
Yeah.
It's just they like his pot thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So he got that through, and everybody, it was a Hosanna moment.
Yeah.
But the problem is...
What is the problem with this young stud, you guys, prime minister? Because he's a young stud.
Nepotism?
The chicks dig him.
Is it the nepotism
thing?
No.
He just doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, he doesn't?
He doesn't know what he's doing.
But he got, joined a club.
Yeah. Comparatively speaking.
Yeah, but he's not just lighting a match to the place
is. No,
okay,
he was a teacher. I'll give him that.
Okay.
At one time he was a teacher.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, which explains the pot thing.
But he's a stud.
No, I'm kidding. He is a stud.
He's
a good-looking
Ivanka eye-banging him in that one meeting a year ago.
Right?
Remember that photo? Ivanka looking at him like... Not Ivanka. Yeah, the daughter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. She's looking at him like, man, I'm going to bang this dude.
Right.
Sorry, I just stuck to the tape, Dan.
And Melania, too.
Oh, Melania looks in that way, too. Yeah.
I know, right?
Exactly. So how did people fight the pot thing? Let's get back into that.
Oh, here's the funniest thing about
that's
the pot.
That's legal across Canada.
Here's the funniest thing about the pot. Right. Every time he would say, we're going to legalize pot,
right.
All the pot people thought that it started today.
That'd be Todd. That'd be Todd. Todd is so pissed it's not that day they do it.
They thought that, it's legal. No, it's going to be legal. It's legal.
Were they busting people in the meantime?
They had to because it was the law. It wasn't law yet.
Okay.
But they said, no, we're going to legalize it on this day. It's legal. They start opening stores and everything.
Are the stores open in Toronto right now? Legally.
See, no.
This is what pisses me off.
I know, but it's still a done deal.
The government screwed it up.
Okay.
This is what they said. You can get pot.
Okay.
But you got to get it online.
Yeah.
And then you've got to order it, and then they mail it to you.
I thought I'd read they have a few brick-and-mortar stores, like in Toronto.
There's a couple. There's three. There's more in British Columbia. There's more in Vancouver, which is Pot Central.
Right, right, right.
But there's three stores every block in Denver, you know?
What about Montreal? I know Montreal basically is France. They're pissed off still, right?
Funniest thing
about
that.
What about Montreal?
They don't want it.
They don't want it?
No. Well, obviously, I would assume a lot of their citizens want it.
Yeah, but it's legal across. They're not their own country. It's still Canada, so so it's legal.
There are a lot of municipalities that don't want it.
Okay, how do you get that through? How did he get it past the whole country? Because, you know, eventually this country's going to have to do it because we're going to have in jail one state, people smoking and waving to people in jail.
Well, Parliament had to say.
Parliament had to say.
And exactly. And anybody who fought it strongly.
Yeah.
If you're the right-wing party.
But if you're a local municipality. No, most of them were kind of, because it's votes, right?
Right, right, right.
And everybody wanted it.
Right.
But the different municipalities, they can say yay or nay whether they want it in their neighborhood.
Got it.
Now, they don't want it in the schools or near the schools.
Well, I guess so at the schools.
Yeah. Dude, that it should be in the schools. With all the school shootings?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Right? Have all the young people smoke a joint before you think about killing people.
Yeah, well, usually it's one of the students shooting up the school.
Exactly.
It's some guy from the outside.
Right?
No, a lot of times it is just kids. What are you talking about? They walk in there with guns themselves, the students. But you're right. Everybody should be high in the school.
Everybody should be high.
That might be a controversial subject, but I'm willing to jump on
that. It's better than giving the teachers guns.
Right, right, right.
Teachers wanted to shoot me in the face when I was younger? That is the dumbest idea I've ever heard of in my life.
I pissed off a few teachers in my life, too. I don't want that either. Do you smoke weed? I forgot.
I don't. Okay. Now, here's my story. All right. I don't smoke weed.
I know.
So I went to a party. My major was...
By the way, today's show features two black guys who don't smoke weed.
Tony was here earlier, right?
Was he really?
Yeah. He doesn't smoke weed either. It's very rare to get two black guys who don't smoke weed anywhere near each other.
Unicorn Friday.
Stereotype killer.
Me no smoke the weed, ma. Me no smoke the ganja.
Yeah.
So my major was animation.
Okay.
And, you know, animators, right?
Of
course, they see things moving. Yeah. They smoke pot, right? So I went to the party. I said, I'm not going to smoke pot.
This is college, right?
Yeah, this was in college. So I go there. Everybody's smoking pot. Well, the secondhand smoke got me high.
Oh, okay.
So have you ever seen, what's that old movie?
Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness.
Did you freak out?
Yes.
And so since then, you've always been afraid of it.
Oh, I was laughing hysterically. You know, like that one guy in the movie? Like, and he's playing the piano faster and faster. That was me.
Yeah?
That was me.
So that scared you from it?
Well, no. Everybody at that point agreed that I should never smoke pot ever again
Because that is not a normal reaction. Playing the piano really fast is not a normal reaction.
Especially when you can't play.
Especially
if
you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was 20-some years ago, at least 30 years ago for you smoking, so you never touched it since then.
No.
The legalizing doesn't really affect you personally. You just don't care.
I don't think I can do any drugs. I don't think I can drink. I don't think I can.
And you never did drink?
Because if you...
You never told us, but you have a problem with alcohol?
I did drink once. Okay. Not you know, a lot, but at a party. I was at my sister-in-law and brother-in-law's party, and I ran crotch first into a lawnmower. Caught me right in the jewels, and I doubled over, and I went, "Ow, my pee pee!" I'm a grown man. This is what I said.
Ow, my pee-pee.
Yeah, and it still comes up today at the Christmas parties.
So they're all lawnmower in the middle of the living room?
Or? No, it was just they don't clean up after themselves.
Okay. Why do you leave with your crotch when you're running?
But yeah. not that you need alcohol or drugs to do what you do, but your stage persona is so amazingly upbeat and fun and crazy. It's right. So crazy that you've been sober your whole life.
Yeah, well,
yeah. That means it's built in. It's built
because
in.
For me, it's a depressant.
Yeah,
if I did it for, you know, I would be depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You should have did blow
especially,
them.
Especially, yeah, life on the road.
Yeah.
No, you know.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Based on the way he reacts to weed, if he did blow, he would probably just fall asleep on the couch.
All the way around, right. And you're right, life on the road can beat people down, and you look great. You've always looked good.
Dude, some of these places, like I know they can't, some places can't afford a hotel.
Right,
like,
right.
Colleen put you up in. Mm-hmm. But these condos, I swear to God, Anne Frank had her name etched in the wall in some of these places. How do you have a condo with no windows? Oh, I'm hoping the SS can't peek in here and see that I'm hiding.
Anne Frank. Oh, that's a good one. That's a funny Anne Frank joke, too.
It's just so weird.
Yeah.
He don't care.
Yeah.
I was in one that was so bad. When you walked on the kitchen floor, mm-hmm. water would come up, oozing up out of the... Oh, yeah. Oh, it was a mess. Giant roaches... crawling across.
Are you out 45, 50 weeks? What are you? I forget what you're out.
About 42 weeks.
42.
A year.
Okay, wow, so you spend some time at home too. Yeah. You do clubs in Toronto?
No.
You don't do. Are there clubs in Toronto?
There are clubs. There's one around the corner from me.
Then what's just Canadians don't get it? They don't get Greg Morton? You're a funny comedian.
You know, I've been down here so much.
Oh, you're just a USA guy.
I'm a USA guy.
You are a USA
guy. I might as well just move here.
You do. I was going to ask you that. Not that you want to, especially maybe in a couple years you want to come back.
I'm going to move down here. I'm going to become a Republican. No, because I don't want any immigrants following me.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask you that, since you spend most of your career in the United States, how easy would it be for you to come down and live? Because Canadian entertainers come down all the time, get a green card because they have jobs. You actually have booked jobs here for 20-some years, 30 years probably. Would it be tough to get your wife down here, or do you ever want to live here?
Here's what's happening right
now.
Because
you always bitch about Toronto being frickin' cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. And welcome to Nebraska in December.
Yeah.
Why don't you book your winter gigs? You play down south, don't you? You play yeah, Florida, right?
Yeah, yeah.
God, book Florida.
Yeah, my booker has no interest in that.
Well, comedy clubs are full in the north this time of year. I get it.
So if you looked into it, how difficult would it be for you to move here?
Here's the crazy thing. It's gotten more difficult now.
Of course.
Because of Trump?
King Orange.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. King Orange? Even for Canadians.
Huh?
Oh, but you're black.
Well,
though.
Anybody.
I forgot.
They don't want any outsiders coming
in. I understand that, but remember the line he used when he looked at Iceland, and he said, why can't more people come down here to look like that? Basically, he said, white people.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's when he dropped the S-hole countries thing. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That was about Iceland. Norway and Iceland, why don't they come here? Because they don't want to come here.
Well, here's the thing he doesn't understand. Right. My people left this country in the first place because of that. You know, the Jim Crow laws.
Yeah, is that where your parents ended up? Your grandparents?
My grandparents are originally from Oklahoma and Texas.
And they got out because of Jim Crow.
Jim Crow, yeah.
Smart.
And they kept going.
Yeah, they
didn't
did.
Stop in Detroit.
No, they didn't.
That's right.
Because the cities up north became populated with the blacks from the down south. Exactly, that's what happened during the Jim Crow era. They kept going, huh?
Yeah, and Canada was handing out, free land.
Is that what it was?
If you could develop a certain parcel of land, they would give it to
you.
So
that's how they
free.
Got in, your grandparents.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And they settled in Western Canada.
Now, both your biological parents, are they Canadian too? Were they both born in Canada?
Both born in Canada, and now listen to this. This is crazy.
Right.
Our background. I am.
Well, you're Jamaican, right?
No, I'm not.
Not sure you're black. You do the
I do
good.
Wear a toque. And I get high on secondhand smoke.
Go ahead, tell us.
I am, what am I? German Jew,
mm-hmm.
Ethiopian.
You do 23andMe?
Native American. No, I haven't even done that
yet.
Okay. Because they want to get that off you.
Yeah.
And what's the other thing? English and Irish.
Man, you are a mutt.
Right?
Yeah, but how much African American are you? How much black are you?
I don't know. I don't even know.
All that matters is people see
as
you.
As far as the police is concerned.
You're black. You're black.
Oh, so get this, okay? I got I was telling Colleen, I lost my car and my place at the same time, right, this year.
You lost your house and your car.
Yeah. This is a longer story, right. But there's
did you guys move into a condo a couple years ago? And...
Yeah. Remember the 33rd yeah. floor thing?
Yeah.
And naked
girl across the thing a little bit. Yeah. Remember that story? Yeah.
Yeah. So the owner who lives in Sri Lanka, he's moving. Right. I mean, no, he's selling. He's selling. So we have to move.
Got it.
So I find that out on the weekend, on Friday.
Oh, so you're renting this place not doing
it. I said, well, listen, don't worry about it. I'll drive home. When I get home, we'll be fine.
Where are you?
We're right downtown.
Where are you when you get the call? You have to drive home. Oh, you're actually in Canada.
I was on my way home. I was in the Midwest.
Got it.
I was coming back from Iowa.
Got it.
I'm sorry. Thank you. So I'm driving through Michigan, mm-hmm. and I hit a deer. Wipes out my car. So I lost my car and my place at the same time.
Were you injured? Because they're dangerous when you hit a deer.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
But scared the crap.
Okay, but the car's totaled.
Left a mark. So I pulled over, and the cop says to me, well, listen, we're going to... I called it in.
Right.
He says, you want to sit in the car? I go, oh... No, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you want you to sit in the cop car.
In the cop car. Okay. And then I thought, well, he seems all right. So I sit in the car, and I go, we start telling stories. I said, well, tell me a funny story about, when you were on the, you doing your thing.
Right.
He says, one time, this guy called the cops because he couldn't get laid.
Really? He couldn't get laid.
He couldn't get laid. So he called the police. He called 911.
He said, I can't get laid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
they...
Yeah.
They take care of that for him?
Yeah. They walk up to the house, and he's sitting on the front stoop, and he's sulking. He's sulking. He says, are you the guy who said, called the police? Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Is it because you can't get? Yeah, yeah. She says, all right, well, we'll go in and talk to her. So mm-hmm. they go in, and she goes like, yeah, I'm not going to sleep with him.
Oh, so he has a woman in the house.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's sitting out on the front stoop. Right. He's sulking. She's inside. And she's going like, I'm not sleeping with him. He works all day, 12 hours in a row, doesn't watch his stinky boots or his stinky balls. I'm not getting on top of him.
You also said that too, by the way. So that might stick to the tape. I think I laughed over the balls part. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And women deserve to wash your stinky feet.
Well, I think most cops would rather be involved in this sort of domestic dispute, than where they're beating on each other. The guy's just bitching because he can't get laid. This one actually sounds kind of civil.
Yeah. It was nice to hear a fun story for a change,
Did you make it back and then lose the apartment in the same weekend? And what'd you do then?
Yeah, we're still working that out. Okay. We're trying to find a place.
Got it. All right.
But Toronto has gone insane. Like, it's nuts now.
Is it because it's just blowing up? People moving in?
There's a, yes.
Properties,
that's
values going way up?
Okay. Foreign buyers.
Oh.
Foreign buyers. Right. And they're buying up all the places, so there's no rental units.
Like, from where?
So... China.
And they're not renting them. They're selling
like,
these condos or whatever, right? They're not renting them? Okay.
Yeah, is this
going to push you into the U.S. in 2 years?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Once again, I ask you, how can you move here then? You said it's tougher now, but you also work here all the time, so you obviously have a green card to work here.
I don't have a green card. Okay. I have an O-1.
Do you have to sign an agreement?
Basically, an O-1 is a clown visa.
Okay.
I mean, that's how long it's been since they've updated the stupid thing.
Is it called a clown?
Yes.
You're here for our amusement. So you can stay.
Yes.
Oh, and you are, by the way.
As long as I get into a car and then get back out again, I'm allowed to perform in this country.
And are you now allowed only to come into the United States if you sign documentation saying you will vote Republican at all times? Is that how they let you in?
Well, they do check your social media.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. And here's another crazy thing. If they find out that you're involved in the pot business, like you have stocks that you've purchased, they can refuse you entry into the country.
And do you have stock?
No, I don't have any stock in the industry. Yeah. But I mean, it's quite easy to have that.
But
I mean, that's a great investment.
Now,
I have,
if you would do this, are you going to just move like across the river to Buffalo just because you're in the same area as family, or just get the hell out of the weather? You don't know.
I don't know. Right. Well, we did toy with that.
Oh, you did toy.
Yeah, because I do
just
like
moving
Buffalo.
Across the river.
You've
okay.
seen
I just
the
don't
country.
Like the weather.
Yeah. Where do you like? Where would you like to live? You got a portable job.
Well, his wife has something to say about this too, because she
has a lot.
She has a life.
Right. She has a lot to say about.
Yeah, because he is on the road all the time. She's got everything to say about it.
Well, let's leave her out of this.
Have you ever heard the happy wife, happy life?
Yeah,
you've
heard that,
right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. They live by it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. When our wives aren't happy, we are angry. Well, you'll hear that Monday through Friday on the show. All right, Greg Borden with us, funnyboneomaha.com. Quick break, come on back. All weekend long, Colleen's with us too.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.